Welcome to Top Culture Radio. I'm your favorite host, Lily. In today's podcast, we are talking about the master of emotions, Shakespeare. Today, we'll address three plays and welcome two guests. First, welcome one of the most popular theater experts, Jean Hippolytus.
Hi, everyone.
And one of the most talented directors of the world, Gabriela do Brasil.
Hello!
Jean is going to talk us about Hamlet, Mrs. do Brasil, on A Midsummer Night's Dream, and I will talk about Romeo and Juliet. For you, Gabriela, why Shakespeare's plays can be considered as timeless and universal?
Midsummer Night's Dream by Shakespeare is timeless and universal because it explores enduring themes such as love, jealousy, and the interplay between reality and illusion. Additionally, the play's magical elements and fantastical setting provide a timeless escape, making it relatable and captivating for generations. The exploration of human nature and the whimsical nature of the plot contribute to its enduring appeal.
And you, Jean, what's your opinion?
In my opinion, the works of Shakespeare are considered universal because they explore fundamental human emotions and experiences that are still relevant today. Moreover, his characters are so complex and relatable that we can still connect with them centuries later. Shakespeare's language and storytelling are just as captivating now as they were back then. As we can see in Hamlet, where we can find all these timeless and universal notions. Plus, the characters and their struggles resonate with people from different cultures and time periods. This is a masterpiece that continues to captivate audiences worldwide.
Yes, like you said, Gabriela, the fundamental aspect of human nature, like conflict, passion, and love, make his plays timeless. The universal emotion and themes depicted by Shakespeare are not bound by specific cultural or historical contexts, allowing the play to connect with audiences across time. In Romeo and Juliet, the tragic outcome creates a narrative that continues to resonate with diverse audiences. There is an adaptation in India named Ram Lila. The exploration of universal themes allows the play to maintain its relevant appeal, ensuring its enduring status in literary canon. What techniques did you notice Shakespeare used to give a perennity aspect to his pieces?
The techniques that Shakespeare used are timeless themes. He explored universal themes like love, power, jealousy, and human nature, making his plays relevant across generations. Next, we have the rich characterization. He created the complex and multidimensional characters with relatable motivations, ensuring and they resonate with diverse audiences over time. He used to masterful language, he used of poetic language, metaphors, and eloquent expressions, transcends temporal barriers, maintaining the beauty and richness of his writing. After we have the versatility, Shakespeare wrote across genres, including tragedies, comedies, and history, showcasing his versatility and appealing to a wide range of preferences. And to finish, he created the human nature exploration by delving into the depths of human emotions and psychological. Shakespeare crafts narratives and that continues to speak to the intricacies of the human experiences.
And you, Jean, which techniques did you notice?
I noticed various techniques used by Shakespeare to give perennity at his places. One of the key techniques he employed was his mastery of language. He had a way with words, using poetic and evocating language that still captivates the audiences today. Additionally, his ability to create complex and relatable characters allowed his works to resonate with people across different time periods and different cultures. He also tackled universal themes still relevant today. In Hamlet, Shakespeare used these techniques of mastery of language, but he also employed complex and multidimensional characters, like Hamlet himself, who struggled with universal conflicts and dilemmas. Additionally, Shakespeare's exploration of timeless themes and his ability to create relatable and thought-provoking stories contribute to the enduring legacy of Hamlet.
By skillfully employing these techniques, Shakespeare secured the perennity of his pieces, ensuring they remain an integral part of literary and theatrical conversations through the ages. Shakespeare's plays continue to have a significant impact on literature, theater, and culture. Many phrases and expressions from his works have become ingrained in the English language, demonstrating his lasting influence on how we express ideas and emotions. Who did Shakespeare write for? What effect did his plays have on audiences then? And what effect do they have on audiences now? Would you prefer to watch a stage or screen adaptation?
So for me, Shakespeare primarily wrote for the general public in Renaissance England. His plays appealed to a wide audience, from the lower classes to the aristocracy. During his time, they were performed in open-air theaters like the Globe. In the Elizabethan era, Shakespeare's plays provided entertainment, explored societal issues, and reflected political dynamics. They had a profound impact, eliciting various emotions from the louder to contemplation.
Today, his works continue to resonate globally. They are celebrated for their timeless themes, complex characters, and linguistic riches. The impact of modern audiences lies in the exploration of human experiences.
The preference between stage and screen adaptation often depends on personal taste. Stage production offer live performances and direct audience engagement, while screen adaptations provide cinematic interpretation with visual storytelling. Both mediums contribute uniquely to the enduring legacy of Shakespeare's works. What's your personal opinion about Shakespeare's effect and influence?
I don't have personal opinions, however, on the widely recognized impact of Shakespeare's works. His influence spans centuries, shaping literature, drama, and even the English language itself. In his time, he contributed significantly to the cultural and theatrical landscape.
My personal opinion about Shakespeare's effect in his plays then and now is that they show up that Shakespeare is the most talented English playwright, poet and actor ever. He is my favorite playwright of England and the genius of word and poetry.
Thank you, Jean and Gabriella, for your presence in our podcast, and see you next week for another episode.